Amazing music by Felix Mendelssohn on Classical 101. Madeline Adkins, the violinist there. And please pronounce the pianist's name again for me.
Luis Magalhães.
Magalhães.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm going to work on that.
Work on your Portuguese.
That's a new one for
it's
me.
It's Olympics time, so
yeah,
you come in handy then.
My Portuguese is a little weak right now. So that's an amazing sonata, a little three-movement sonata in F major from 1820. And then there's another one on here in F major from 18. They're all in that F family. There's then a sonata in F minor. But the one I'm really looking at that we're going to hear here in a couple of minutes is in D minor, and it's one that wasn't unearthed, I guess, until the 1950s. That was the
1838. Yeah.
Okay. This one is unpublished.
That's right. Yeah, it's a little confusing because only the Opus 4, the F minor, was published during his lifetime. So it's the only one with an opus number. And the rest of them, either he didn't put out or weren't discovered, like the 1838. But this D minor movement is really interesting because it is just in manuscript. It's in a Berlin archive, which luckily you can see online these days. And when I became aware of it, I thought, well, I just want to find out what this piece is all about. So Luis and I have both been thrilled with the piece. It's very interesting. It's from 1825, but it's very stormy, almost Beethoven-esque. It's a slow introduction and then a faster section, and it sounds very, you know, you can hear that Beethoven influence a lot in it. So it's really fun to play a piece by Mendelssohn that no one's ever heard before.
Really? So, and kind of tough to do.
Yeah, definitely. You know, you can unearth some things from maybe lesser known composers, but it feels like quite an interesting part of the project for us.
How do you come to unearth something like this?
Well, I had heard about it. It has been, I have to admit, been recorded one other time. And I heard it on YouTube or something. And but nobody's published it. So I thought, So I went and found it and had my brother-in-law actually did a printing of it. And so it's available now to be played.
Yeah.
And it's a cool piece. And actually, what was interesting is working with the manuscript and trying to decipher some of it based on, you know, being a violinist, kind of your extensive experience playing Mendelssohn in the symphonies and chamber music. So it was a little bit interpretation of some of the markings.
Well, and of course, you have the opportunity of years of experience of other people giving you subtle tips and little markings and this thing and that thing, bowings and stuff. And to go in and do it from scratch must be both daunting but exciting at the same time.
It is. And we also had that experience with the 1820, which we just heard the last movement of. There's no dynamics. There's no articulations. So it really gives you an opportunity to use your experience with Mendelssohn to bring to the music, but also to really bring your own creativity because although he was only 11 when he wrote it, it's got that charm to it. And I think it's just a really neat piece.
And there are no preconceived ideas on the parts of others as to what you should be doing.
Exactly.
Yes.
That's always a bonus.
Well, Madeline Adkins, thank you so much for dropping by today. I wish you well in Utah. It's
thank
Baltimore's
you.
Loss, but it's been delightful to meet you, and
thank
I
you
appreciate
so much.
The recording. And ladies and gentlemen, I hope you'll have an opportunity to hear her perform live sometime. An amazing, amazing musician.